Justin Fluke with you as we talk Houlton Wildcat football for the first time entering the 2024 season with head coach Brooks Barta joining us back for year number 28 as head man of the Wildcats. And coach, want to briefly just kind of go back to the offseason, coming off your fourth consecutive year of reaching at least the round of sub-state. Seven wins last year really peaked in the playoffs, but despite a low number senior class, I know those guys were very impactful. So how's the offseason been, and maybe how's the offseason a little bit different now than it was 10, 15 years ago? How has it maybe changed a little bit with what you're able to accomplish or get done during the summer and off season?
Well, I don't know that it's a lot different. We really try to manage the kids' time in the summer. We spend a few days with them in the summer and probably not as much as a lot of teams. So we don't treat it too much differently. We like them to be in the weight room and we wish they were all there, but that's probably always been the case also. But, we've got some experience coming back, especially at our skill positions, and we have enough depth there, we feel like, at this point at least. And we're probably a little thin up front and losing, probably three all-state type alignment and trying to replace those guys. And we wish we had a little more depth up front.
It's kind of the opposite as it was a year ago. You had a lot of linemen back, but a lot of guys that hadn't really carried the ball off the varsity level. So this year is kind of the opposite. So let's start with that line. Have you had some guys step up? How do you feel like things kind of coming together in the trenches for you?
Well, we scrimmaged Topeka High and Topeka West the other night, and I thought we blocked really well. I was really happy with the way they blocked, and even though our backs have a little bit of experience, it's going to take them some time because we're going to be sharing a lot of carries, and I think it's going to take us 4 or 5 weeks down the road to eliminate some of the mistakes and reads that we do. But as far as the offensive line goes, I was happy with what they did the other night, and we know they're going to continue to improve.
Offensively, do you feel like this is going to be a team that you're able to utilize the depth and maybe have, not just one or two featured type backs, but a year that you have a lot of different guys that are capable and getting several opportunities to touch the football each week?
Yeah, we feel good about six running backs and fullbacks, and I think you're going to see them all on the field every night. And that does limit their carries and slow their development, but also keeps them fresh, and hopefully we break some more big plays in the second half early in the season.
You mentioned the early part of the season last year was tough, and you knew that coming right out of the gate. Seemed like the team, started a little bit slower maybe than you had hoped the season ago, but you found out a lot about yourself. What about this year with it being a new schedule? The new league doesn't really mean a whole lot, I don't think, in terms of football, but just what's kind of your thoughts as you look at the big picture of this new year and new schedule?
Well, we started last year with two of the top-ranked teams in Class 2A, and we're still going to play good opponents this year, but maybe, not potential state champions right away. So we feel like we can compete with that. And last year we started with zero snaps of experience in our offensive backfield, and this year we at least have a couple guys that have either started or played quite a bit. And, we feel a little more comfortable with what we're doing starting this season. Last year we knew it was going to take some time, and people thought we were crazy when we said we thought we could be in the semifinals again. I was really happy with the leadership and everything that they did and where we ended up.
So is that a similar mantra being toted around camp this year and one of the goals to reach at least that phase of the season again here this year?
Well, I think traditionally we're a little bit of a slow starting team because of the things that we focus on and the complexity of what we do on offense and defense. It just takes time and it takes more practice time, and we're continuing to improve as we go through the year. So we know that's the case. I just feel like we're in a little better position to have a good start this year.
Houlton opens the season at home against Sabetha. We'll preview that matchup when we continue with Coach Barta here on the Houlton Wildcat Locker Room Chat. Justin Fluke back with you. Coach Brooks Barta joining us as Houlton gets set to open the season Friday night at home against Sabetha. And always a good opponent, Sabetha, coming off a great year. But they have a new coach and quite a few new faces, at least for the varsity for Sabetha this year. So has that made it a little bit more of a challenge, I guess, Coach, to get ready for this game with a new coach and a lot of new personnel in your week one matchup?
Well, you never really know what you're going to see the first week. I think they probably feel kind of like we did last year with not a ton of experience, or at least starting experience coming into the season. So we're happy to play them because they play the kind of football that we're going to have to play in the playoffs and in our district with Topeka Hayden. So that's a really good week of prep for us.
I feel like I say this every year in the Sabetha matchup, but it's always been fairly, you know, close, good games with you guys. It's usually lower scoring, and I think that's because both teams are ball control style of offense, like to keep the clock moving and maintain possession of the football. I know that also magnifies mistakes, but what are some other things that you kind of look at as important, you know, points to this matchup against Sabetha?
Well, you know, just alignment and assignment defensively, you have to be really disciplined in what you do, and they change your formations around, so we have to be prepared there. And then early in the season for us, it's just blocking schemes and not making mistakes. If we can get a hat on a hat and fall forward, then we're going to have success on offense. And I think both teams, when one team is a little better than the other, both teams have always kind of raised their level of play, and it seems like an even matchup almost every year.
Fun to start the season at home. I guess getting back to wrap things up with one final question about your team, Coach, and maybe the question is, what might look a little different, or what might maybe surprise some fans this year? What are some areas that you feel like are going to be real, you know, strengths for your team that they're maybe a little bit different than anything in years past?
Well, I think defensively we'll look a little different than we have. We're a little faster, a little quicker. We have some depth at the skill positions, so you know, probably our best defense is going to be a spread kind of offense, but I really like the way these guys are running around the field and the way they scrimmaged the other night against Topeka High.
Should be a fun way to start things on Friday night. Coach, best of luck. Look forward to chatting with you throughout the year.
Thank you.
Holton Wildcat football will be broadcast again all season long on the Holton channel at mscsports.net. The weekly locker room chats are brought to you by Boomer Steakhouse, by Medical Pharmacy in Holton, the Farmer State Bank, and by Community Health Care System.